This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have one question for you. How will the left handle their grief? Oh, yeah. It is KJRadio.com. That's where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. I asked in the previous hour, what do you think you will be doing when you get the news of Hillary Clinton having to do the perp walk? Barack Obama, Susan Rice, Eric Holder, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Loretta Lynch. You going to remember it? It's going to be too many things to remember. You go, well, let's see. When it first happened, I was at a Halloween party, and Hillary Clinton, I got the news that she was headed to San Quentin. You hear me say Quentin? Had to improvise. But anyway, yeah, so you got the news of Hillary Clinton. Indictment by her buddy, Robert Mueller, right? And then right after that, I think it was Bill. What? It was Bill. Yeah, then Chelsea. And Chelsea was trying to get on a private plane with a Iranian man to head over to Tehran. I cannot wait to see these people. No, do you understand how much is going on in D.C. to play cover your butt? I don't think you guys fully realize what's happening there. Everybody was, oh, Mueller's going to make his announcement yesterday, you know, but the shoe was going to fall and all that. And they go, oh, we're going after Manafort. And it's not that much. But then we get some new shocking developments. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. This happened during the show. And they said Mueller is going to target Tony Podesta. He already has been, and Tony Podesta resigned from his lobbying company. Yeah. In case you're wondering where Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller may be sniffing, I've got a hint for you. The Podestas brokered the deal for the Clinton Foundation that gave 20% of America's uranium to whom the Democrats called our arch nemesis, Russia, specifically Putin. Fingerprints all over this thing. This is going to get so ugly. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a little something. You know what? I was going to wait a little while before we got into this. Let's get into this now. The problem that Hillary Clinton's going to have, and the Clintons in general, and the Democrats in general, is their coziness to Hollywood. Now you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Their coziness to Hollywood. See, they're already aligned with a scandal. The scandal is Harvey Weinstein. They're all over this scandal. Podesta's known as a pedophile. Look, I didn't even cover this stuff about him, and I don't even care about it. I just want to help you make the connection. So there's a huge Hollywood connection. You don't know where one begins and the other one ends. Hillary Clinton could say to Weinstein, make a film that makes me look beautiful, and Weinstein would do it. Do something that torpedoes conservatives, men, the church, the Catholic Church, you name it. Hollywood obliged. And now that Hollywood's been found out to be the big lie that it is, that we've been talking about for years, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them are tied right in there with them. How much can you turn on each other? So you got major problems brewing. Major problems. Hollywood can't provide 1 ounce of cover for the Clintons. Not a bit. Have you heard George Clooney come out and say, you know, Hillary Clinton's a stand-up lady, and I don't understand why they're attacking her. Matt Damon, he broke up with Barack Obama. He says Barack Obama broke up with him a while back. He said nothing. Susan Sarandon was for Bernie. Who was for her? What's a girl that was in Iron Things? I can see her face. Anyway, name me one. Mark Ruffalo, give me the most rabid leftist in Hollywood and show me one of them who's provided 1 ounce of cover for Hillary Clinton. Not one. But I can tell you what has happened. Morgan Freeman said Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. Think about that.
Morgan Freeman,
accomplished actor. Dare I let you know that he's black? Accomplished black actor. He's an actor too. Accomplished black actor. Now I'm saying it. Morgan Freeman has turned on Hillary Clinton, and he says in order for Americans to trust government, Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. Now, you may see this as a little thing, but this is huge. And this is why I keep telling you guys Weinstein was so important. Hillary Clinton has nowhere to run. Hollywood can't save her. How many politicos do you see really putting themselves on the line? You seen any of the big boys coming to her defense? You seen Barack Obama rising to
Hillary Clinton. She's a big witch hunt.
Bill Clinton hasn't even commented. Elizabeth Warren, where's she? You think Bernie's going to come to her defense? Give me anybody. Give me a presidential candidate that's running right now that would say, look, this is a witch hunt, Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. The only people saying it are low-level operatives who have probably some level of involvement. They're worried themselves. I've seen nothing but new faces. One guy argued, we should be talking about the tax plan with Tucker Carlson. And Tucker just kept saying, can you just tell me that you find this disingenuous what Hillary Clinton's done? Guy's arguing. I want you to think about the fact that Hollywood has thrown Hillary Clinton under the bus. But let me tell you why that's happening. Morgan Freeman is effectively being a Joe Biden. He's telling them the truth. He's saying in order for Hollywood to survive as well, we got to toss these guys. We got to toss Hillary Clinton. A decision is being made, folks, between who among who's going to get tossed. They're wondering, who do we toss? Tony Podesta is already running. We'll talk about him in a minute. John Podesta, where's he been? I'll talk about that in a minute. Barack Obama, where's he? They're going to protect him. They're going to do all they can to protect him. And I'm going to tell you what the potential link to Barack Obama is that he's got to be concerned about, that everybody in this food chain is now starting to think, how do we cover, how do we make sure that there's not this cut? Barack Obama's done a good job of keeping himself away from the fray in one respect. Outside of OFA donating $792,000 to the dossier, there's a hint. Outside of that, he's kept himself pretty clean. Now, he can still say, I'm not involved in the day-to-day over there. And he'll get away with it. But there's something that can connect him. And we'll talk about it here in a second. We come back, more on Tony Podesta and his crooks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Quick question. What will the left do when some of their heroes, some of their elitists, the most elite among them, are suddenly in prison and under indictment? You name it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, the multi-million, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism, racepimping.com. You're watching it happen right now. You're watching elitism at its finest. Elitism. People that have told me, these people will never go to prison. Yes, they can. Former presidents can go to prison. They're not likely. Here's what will happen. They'll indict Obama. Trump will pardon him. He may even pardon Clinton. He will show how magnanimous he can be, and that is going to doom the Democrats. It'll doom them. They'll have to shut up. The presidential pardon will have been issued, and black folks will go, holy cow, Donald Trump, man, he could have threw Obama under the bus, but he didn't do it. Now, y'all out there going, Kevin, it's not going to happen. Let me tell you how it could happen. The Organization, or I think it's called Organizing for Action, which is Obama's campaign team. They kicked into gear, thought they were going to wind it down at the end of his presidency because they thought Hillary would win. Hillary didn't win. They spun it back up. They went after Trump, the resistance. Remember Maxine Waters talking about all that data? Barack Obama got a lot of data, and he's going to make people, and they're going to have to answer to him. Ain't nobody having an answer to Barack Obama. He's worthless. He's useless. He can chime in here and there, but he's looking for cover. And let me tell you why. He gave $792,000 to this dossier, finding out more about Trump. Now, do you think that people like Barack Obama give money, understanding the way money works, and he gives you almost $800,000 and doesn't expect a return? He gave, that was an investment in Hillary Clinton, an investment in her winning, an investment in her crooked dealings. She then gets $145 million that went to her foundation from the Russian deal. As soon as they track this money, as soon as they can put a nickel's worth of this money into something that Obama's doing, he's toast. Did it go back to OFA? Did it go to something that Barack Obama's tied himself to in some way? When they find out where that money went, and I guarantee you there are people looking, they're looking to see, where did the foundation money go? Now, keep in mind, the Hillary Clinton Foundation got in trouble. I don't know what year it was, but they got in trouble. I believe they finished this in 2012, but they didn't declare all of their foreign donations, and they had to go back and refile their taxes. There's going to be issues there that are going to sink Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. See, they said, well, we don't have to file foreign donations, blah, blah, blah. But the State Department, Barack Obama had put some caveats in there that said, look, because you're still going to be part of the State Department, you can't accept over $1 million. So while the Clinton Foundation can say, yeah, we don't have to show these donations from foreign countries, the caveat that was put into the State Department was for Hillary Clinton, you cannot accept donations over $1 million from countries because it might pose a conflict of interest. And she did. In fact, she took $145 million through these folks at Uranium One. Now, their get-out-of-jail-free card's going to be, well, we didn't take it from Russia. Yeah, you did. Because they got, I don't know how much it was, like over $3 million from Russia. So they tried to keep it all hush-hush, but it's out in the open. Now the question is, and I said it earlier, how much of this money did Barack Obama get? I don't have an answer. Just curious. So I want you to be thinking of that as you understand that while the noose tightens around their neck because they got Manafort and everybody, oh, that's a Trump thing. No, Trump's not mentioned anywhere in this indictment of Manafort. Not a single, not even Rump. Not even Ump is in that indictment. So Donald Trump is sitting there going, ha, 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 what? What next? What next? Tony Podesta resigning from his company. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen there? The Podesta brothers, the Clinton cartel, Obama, all together. From Fox News, Tony Podesta, founder of the Podesta Group, brother of former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, resigning from his lobbying company. Anybody remember somebody else who resigned from their company in the wake of a scandal? I'll give you a hint. Name rhymes with Kleinstein. Sexual harassment allegations by one person turned into sexual harassment claims by dozens of women that have Harvey Weinstein in rehab. Is there a rehab for crooked lobbyists? I'm just curious. Here's the article continues. Podesta and his lobbying firm were subjects of a federal investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. The Podesta Group was one of several firms that worked on a campaign called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine, campaign led by Manafort. Promoted Ukraine's image in the West. Manafort, who serves as President Trump's campaign manager for a period last summer, was indicted Friday by Mueller's team for several charges dating back to his work in Ukraine. What's interesting about this report is it doesn't talk about Manafort's ties to the Clintons by way of the Podestas. Yeah, so Tony's going to hand over full operational financial control of the company to the CEO, Kimberly Fritz. Now, my question was, why isn't John Podesta taking over this? The last major sighting of John Podesta, politically speaking, came with his testimony before the Senate. And that's going to come back to bite him. But what may really hurt him is what he said in a radio interview back in May of this year, where he says Donald Trump is unfit for office. A president whose actions are often absolutely crazy and whose White House has a complete disregard for the truth. He goes on to talk about the firing of James Comey, the FBI director overseeing the investigation of Russian interference, and blah, blah, blah. Here's what I can tell you about that. Podesta is eating crow. Wherever he is, because he's in hiding, he's eating crow. Because he was right, Trump was right to fire Comey. Now he's got Mueller, who Comey says is an amazing guy. And Donald Trump says, sure, let him go at it. And Comey's been going at it, man. He's, Mueller. And Mueller's using Hillary donors, people that love Hillary Clinton. And you know what they've come up with? Nothing on Trump. And they're hanging. By the end of a month, you're going to see so many bodies on the prairie hanging from trees. It'll look like the old West in a, you know, some sort of a Wild West showdown where the Clintons lost. The complete disregard for the proof, for the truth. I'm surprised when Tony Podesta resigned, he didn't vow to go get the NRA and make Donald Trump's life a living hell as well. Isn't that what Harvey Weinstein did? These guys are going down. Where are you going to be when it happens? Huh? Remember that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A little NFL talk. We don't have all the numbers, but we do have the Thursday night football numbers. I asked you guys to get me. Did you get the Sunday night numbers? They don't have them yet? Okay. Anyway, so the NFL is in triage. I'm going to give you these numbers the same way I would give you the Chicago death toll after each week. We've replaced that with the NFL for the time being. Why? I don't know. We'll talk about the Chicago death toll. We know this is still happening. Rahm Emanuel hasn't addressed it. It isn't like they put together some... Look, if all the left did was say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to clean up Chicago. We don't want them to be the city that's constantly being talked about on the Kevin Jackson radio show or anywhere else. We're going to deal with this. They could make a dent. Think about the power that Rahm Emanuel has exuded over this community, the Chicago community, probably more powerful than Rauner, the governor of Illinois, and he's done nothing. Week in and week out, we can talk about this issue. I know for a fact dozens of people will be shot. I didn't even have the numbers. I don't even have the numbers this weekend. I know dozens got shot and a handful got killed. That I know in Chicago. And what do you need to finally go, you know what? We need to do something here. The left always proclaim, if we could just save one. Save one what? If we could just save one, I could point to you at the war and say, if we could just save one with this particular piece of legislation. Look at immigration. How many Americans are killed by illegals? And they still fight for illegals, but they've never used their old excuse. If we could just save one American, wouldn't it be worth us stopping this illegal horde from coming in? They don't use it, do they? Don't care about that. Anyway, talking football, and I want to go into a story about this, so hang in there with me. I'm not just going to talk about the stats, but I want to give you the stats. Playing at home last night, the 2012 Super Bowl champion shut out the Miami Dolphins 40-0 to break a 2-game losing streak. While quarterback Joe Flacco was knocked out with a concussion, the Ravens not only scored their second shutout of the season, but their biggest shutout ever. With all of the Ravens and Dolphins standing during the national anthem, except the trio from the latter, meaning 3 of the Dolphins, who stayed in the locker room in protest. That shutout was a hard hit for the House of Moons and the NFL Network. A virtual done deal early on, the primetime game brought in an 8.4 over 14 in metered market results. So an 8.4 out of 14. Last night's Week 8 matchup, if you can really call it that, get this, here are the numbers, fell 15%
from the early numbers of last week's previous season low, matching Thursday Night Football. In a season that has seen the NFL and broadcasters repeatedly hobbled by ratings declines, that 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. ET Oakland Raiders truly dramatic 31-30 win over Kansas City eventually ended up, get this, with a 4.5 of 17 rating. That was a dramatic game. There was one in the last seconds. And it got a 4.5 out of 17. The game that I'm talking about got an 8.4 out of 14. So you can see the numbers there. One got less than 25%. The other got over 50%. And the game that got less than 25% was a barn burner. You getting it? You putting it in perspective? These guys are killing themselves. And this next story about an owner who made a comment that has completely been taken out of context goes to prove exactly what I'm talking about. Because the left wants you to believe that racism has reared its ugly head. They took offense to an owner who said of his players and the players in the NFL, the inmates are running the asylum. This is, I want to read from AOL. Houston Texans owner Bob McNair used a poor choice of words at a recent NFL owners meeting that now has him facing criticism. According to ESPN's Don Vanetta Jr. and Seth Wickersham, NFL players recently met to discuss how to move on from the national anthem protest. I don't know why they keep meeting for this. I hope they're meeting in Hawaii or someplace nice because these meetings are crazy. Anyway, it says, after Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones gave a passionate speak about the need to make players stand for the national anthem, McNair said, we can't have the inmates running the prison. And according to ESPN, the statement stunned some of the people in the room. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You'd have to be a fool to misinterpret what he was saying. Or you could be a racist. The saying, the inmates are running the asylum, means chaos. It's like having the animals run the zoo. The saying is used in government, military, education, sports, entertainment, business, everywhere. Inmates running the prison, inmates running the asylum. It's meant to say whoever shouldn't be in charge, that have people in charge of them, have taken over, and they are now running the prison, the asylum, whatever you choose to cite. The earliest citations of this came from Hollywood. Filmtown has been described as a place where the inmates run the asylum, and it was cited in print in 1960. We've let the inmates run the asylum, and they've practically destroyed it. They're talking about Hollywood star system. Do you agree with that? Think about what I just said. This was in the 1960s. They were talking about the stars were ruining Hollywood because they were taking over and the people in charge had no ability to reel them in. The only people that can reel any of these fools in are you, the public. So I keep coming back. I am Maximus. I'm the general who became a slave, who's more powerful than the emperor. Why? Because I control the crowd. The throng, they called it. Another reference comes from 1960. It had to do with Red Skelton, who purchased Charlie Chaplin's studio. It was described as a place where the inmates run the asylum. And one of the inmates, Red Skelton, would soon be running his own little asylum. The first comedian since Charlie Chaplin to boast his own movie factory. So this saying's been used all over the place. For goodness sakes, Congress is a group of baboons, and our Congress is mostly white. What do you say to that? If McNair had used this term in any other venue than the NFL, which employs mostly blacks, he'd be off the hook. If he used it in a National Hockey League, for example, would he be catching any flack? The answer is no. You know it, I know it. And it goes to show you, as I've said before, how weak are black people to where immediately we had owners going, oh, we're stunned. These are billionaires. They're stunned. Stunned at what? that McNair would dare question why the NFL and the owners allow spoiled black babies to ruin their businesses? The idea that these idiot, politically correct billionaires would not see the racism in their stunness is beyond me. Any owner who is stunned by McNair saying this is the true racist. McNair didn't do anything wrong. He used a saying to explain that employees don't decide what corporations do. The owner does. He wasn't calling his employees inmates, as the stunned owners suggested. So why were some of the owners so sensitive to the comment? Are you with me? You figured it out? They believe they employ inmates. See, I've explained this a while back. Thugs come in all walks of life. I'm rarely surprised when conservatives are indignant about a wrong, like Ray Rice hitting his wife. Rightfully, you know, and rightfully being indignant. It's what they do afterwards that bothers me. See, conservatives are perfect. That's what the left believes. And we're quick to accommodate their thinking. That's why we never win. Adrian Peterson spanked his kid too hard. Rice hit his wife. Lord knows nothing like that's ever happened with conservatives, right? So let's admit it, folks. We're all human. We fall short of the glory of God. And we're fallible. Should you lose your livelihood? Sports figures must be drug-free or lose their jobs, while in the real world, the left legitimizes, legalizes marijuana, and most of you know people who do worse drugs than that and work. It's crazy. You think Michael Vick's the only black dude fighting dogs? Black people may be well represented in prison populations, but prisons have races of all colors, creeds, etc. So to imply that NFL players are inmates is ridiculous. Now, they might be without the NFL. The NFL and the kneelers look for lifelines as the industry goes down the drain, and the impact won't be felt immediately, but if they keep this up, it's coming.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to talk about these desperate Democrats. I saw this article. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? I mean, the desperate Democrats. The Clinton and the Democrats struggled with a message during the 2016 election. They couldn't find anything that resonated with the American people. And, of course, you all know how it turned out. We won. Here we are, wild and crazy guys. Yeah, we beat them. And we deserve to beat them. They deserve to lose. America won. It wasn't like conservatives won. America won. The crazy left lost. And I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, we will make these leftists see their evil ways. Woo! We are going to. We documented a while back that the Democrats have been working on this message. We watched Hillary Clinton flounder, and she was trying to figure out what she stood for. I can't imagine a candidate for the presidency going, you know, let's come up with a message. We need something catchy. Something catchy that people will want to hear. You know, really? You don't know. I mean, look, I remember this as clear as day when Trump came out with Make America Great Again, and somebody went, that's so silly. And I went, that is going to work. He knows what he wants. That was as clear. That's four words that are crystal clear. Make America great again. It implies America lost its greatness. You can make that any way you want. When did it occur? You're a racist. It occurred during Obama. I didn't say that. Could have happened in the 60s. Could have happened in the 70s. So it was perfect. What do you imagine is great for America? We all differ. It's like when Barack Obama said, change we can believe in. Yeah, it's going to be change for the better. It's going to be change. Woo, we're going to get some change. And everybody's like, well, what's your change? You didn't know. You didn't know. But here's the beauty of Make America Great versus Change You Can Believe In. Make America Great Again is specific. It gives you who. Who. It. The timeline is during my presidency, which a goal always has to have a timeline. This one's implied. I'm going to do this during my presidency. I have 8 years to make America great again. No greater goal can you have than to put that timeline on it. So the Democrats came up with Hillary's Stronger Together as she was dividing us. Hillary Clinton was saying, I don't like men. I don't like Republicans. I don't like conservatives. But we're stronger together. Black people didn't get the memo. They were trying to figure out, stronger together how? Well, what you going to do for us? So they were working on the core message. They wanted to simplify it, but they also wanted to put some meat behind it. So they came up with this silly message. I don't know, like change we can really, really, really believe in. That was the better message. You guys know we talked about that. But the number four Democrat in the House Democrat Caucus Chair, a guy named Joe Crowley, said the party lacks a clear core message, even amid Republican disarray. See, he sees our disarray as a problem. Our disarray is good as Republicans. Our disarray is Donald Trump saying, I'm done with you. I'll do things my way. Would I rather have a billionaire whose skin in the game is the same as mine, who's really going to represent me versus those rhinos? I'll take him every time. And the Democrats recognize that they didn't have a core message. I'm curious as to when was the last time the Democrats actually had a core message. And if it's lost, I would suggest they look in the last place where they left it. Yeah, it's funny. Maybe they should look in 2008. For that change we can really believe in. Anyway, they failed. Better Deal failed. It was as hot as Rosie O'Donnell's career. So we find ourselves where we are, where the Democrats actually want Hillary Clinton as their latest candidate again. That's what I'm hearing. They want Hillary Clinton. Have you guys seen this story? So this guy writes an article. And he says he's predicting Hillary Clinton can win in 2020. And my first thought was, what drugs you must be on to believe that Hillary Clinton could win a rematch with Donald Trump in 2020? And somebody even said something like, be careful what you wish for, Donald Trump. Like Trump's wish, I hope I get Hillary Clinton again in 2020. Here's what the guy wrote. Trump should be careful what he wishes for. Clinton might not be a potential candidate now, but the political winds can change quickly. Recent American history is rife with presidential contenders who lost the primary or general election, then it went on to become a candidate in subsequent elections. Clinton still retains significant support within her party, and Democrats currently have no clear front runner to replace her. While Trump welcomes a Clinton challenge in 2020, he may find himself regretting it if voters come to believe they made a mistake and look to Clinton to rectify the wrong. On what planet? How pathetic. If Hillary Clinton remains the Democrats' best hope. Seriously, I feel sorry for them. This is the one time I'm going to actually provide a little sympathy and say, but those poor babies. That's what my grandmother would go, those poor babies. When she would see a mother that didn't know how to raise kids, those poor babies. Why is this an impossibility? Not that I don't welcome the challenge on behalf of President Trump. But first, Clinton needs to be alive. The woman is ill. We reported recently. Did you see Hillary Clinton at Yale on these arm crutches? She needed them to stand. And get this. They blamed the use of these little arm crutches where they wrap around your forearm and you have the, you know, the little hand, the little holders in there. They look, that you could pick them up and they look like epee swords. Anyway, they blamed it on Hillary Clinton hurting a toe. Seriously, a hurt toe. So when you hurt your toe, you know what they give you? They give you one of those padded boots. And you just walk a little. You know, it looks strange because you may, you know, she may have on one regular shoe and then that big booted shoe. But at least you can go, oh, she hurt her foot or hurt her toe. They got crutches and they go, no, she's not using those because she's, you know, about to pass out, which we've got plenty of evidence of that. They're telling you is she hurt her toe. And the second reason that Hillary Clinton might find it difficult to beat President Trump is that's going to be tough to do from prison. Did the author of this piece even consider that? I know the left still believe Hillary can escape the controversies involving Uranium One and Fusion GPS and the ties to the Russians, etc. But I don't think Vegas would see it that way. I bet you if Vegas were to put odds on Hillary Clinton becoming president ever, it would be something like, I don't know, 1,000 to 1. If they were to put odds on Hillary Clinton staying out of prison, you could probably get some pretty decent odds. 3 to 5, something like that. Which, by the way, might be what she gets, 3 to 5. They're desperate. I can tell you right now, I said it earlier in the broadcast, Hillary Clinton will get indicted, and she will not get out of this. Because, like Lance Armstrong, the Clintons have used their charity to hide their devious dealings. That's what they've done. They've been as ruthless as Lance Armstrong. It's funny, I went to look at a bike the other day, one of these stationary bikes. Greg LeMond, life cycle, LeMond. No Lance Armstrong anything. Lance Armstrong used to have this one bike. I forget the name of it. They make it, but they rebranded it. Life cycle rebranded it. There's nothing in cycling that's got Lance Armstrong's arm on it, a brand on it, name. And there will be nothing soon that will have the Clinton or the Obama name on it. You watch. You guys, everybody looks at me, they talk about, oh, Kevin, that's never going to happen, man. They're just too powerful. We're going to do this, that, and the other. You watch. You mark my words. I mean, the demise of Hillary's presidential aspirations in her political career, bemoaned what the Clintons were going to experience when their house of cards started tumbling down. And that's what's going on right now. Donations to the Clinton Foundation nosedived in 2016. 37% drop in donations to $108 million from $172. That was from 2014 to 2015. I don't know what they're going to show for 16 because we don't have those filings, but it's going to be huge. 37% at that time was a big hit. They now know Hillary's toast. She's toast. I want to go back to the Podestas. Podesta. Tony left his company. The company's numbers dropped from $6.1 million to $4.8 million in the same time frame, from year to year. They've had a half a dozen clients leave them just in the past few weeks. They're gone, like the Clintons. And this guy believes Hillary Clinton can run for president. She's going to be lucky to stay out of prison, and I don't think the only way she's going to do that is if Trump pardons her.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.